Series. I'm your host, Matt Higgs, the FF Educator, joined as always by John Lobb, the Gridiron Scholar. This is one I know folks have been waiting for. I don't think there's any player I get asked about more in the Rookie Big Board Discord on a continual basis than Texas running back Jonathan Brooks. I don't even think he's a controversial prospect, John. I just think he's one that has so many layers and nuance in terms of understanding what's the correct value point for Jonathan Brooks. So I'm really excited to break down his tape. He's a fun film review. I'm excited to get into those numbers because I also think he's got a really unique college journey, which I know, John, you're going to lead off by talking about. But then as we get to the end of the episode, it's always important to put it all together to understand the fantasy football value. But maybe Jonathan Brooks, more than anybody else, that end of the video is going to be so critical. If you're watching on YouTube, give us a like, drop a comment. If this video helps you at all, ask us a question, give us a shout out, tell us where you want to see Jonathan Brooks, tell us if you're worried about his injury, give us anything. We really appreciate that discussion. And if you're listening, we tremendously appreciate your support. Make sure to leave that 5-star review, a shout out in particular to our Spotify listeners who are doing much better leaving us reviews. All right, John, let's get into the background here of Texas running back Jonathan Brooks.
I've been lucky enough to see Earl Campbell, Ricky Williams, Cedric Benson, and last year Bijan Robinson all wear that Texas Longhorns journey. Now, Jonathan Brooks isn't necessarily as good of a prospect as some of those Heisman winning backs and how good Bijan Robinson was last year. But Matt, I think you gave a very nice introduction. He is a fascinating value study. How do we assess this young man? And it starts because he suffered a season-ending ACL injury in November. So that's where you've got to start. It looks like he has a 9-month recovery for his timeline, doing the research, looking around. So what that would put him at is he should be healthy at the start of training camp in August. But, you know, teams might be conservative. They might not put him on the field right away. They might even put him on the PUP list to kick off the year. So it's very important to watch and listen and read reports about Jonathan Brooks. Hey, he's a smooth runner. He's incredibly impressive on film, but he only has 1 year of production, Matt. And why is that? Bijan Robinson and Roschon Johnson was on that roster. So you're really basing it on, in general, a small sample size. Impressive sample size, but small. Last year, he rushed for 1,470 yards. That was the 14th most in program history. He also scored 16 touchdowns while averaging 6.2 yards per carry. He had 6 100-yard games. And he had 4 of them were in a row, including the career best 218 versus Kansas. The sleek runner was tabbed as the Doak Walker Award semifinalist and finalist for the Earl Campbell Tyler Rose Award. I mean, Matt, he was really, really good. He was also named second team All Big 12 and honorable mention All Big 12 Offensive Player of the Year. So you're looking at this incredible, incredible film, but it does end before the season's over. I think the last 3 regular season games he did not play. You go back to his redshirt freshman season in 2022. He played in 7 games, but he only carried the ball 30 times for 197 yards and 5 scores. But he was playing behind Robinson and Johnson. He played in only 4 games the year before, 2021, and he toted the pigskin 21 times for 143 yards. So we are really judging this young man on a very small window of production. In high school, he was a 4-star recruit, and his senior year was really silly, Matt. He had 3,530 rushing yards, 62 touchdowns on 295 carries. That's an average of 12 yards per carry for those who don't have a calculator. In Texas, he earned All-State honoree and district MVP in 2020, and he was a first-team All-District basketball player. I mean, Matt, there's no question the athleticism on tape, but we haven't seen him at the Combine. He wasn't at the Senior Bowl, so there's a lot of questions still. But, Matt, in your film study, what questions have you answered?
Yeah, let's get into the film here because it's a reason a lot of folks are excited about Jonathan Brooks, despite the fact, John, like you said, we really only have a small sample size of film for Brooks. It's going to start with his burst, his explosiveness, his pop off the line of scrimmage. That's the word that kept coming to me with Jonathan Brooks. It was hard to really define his game, but there's just pop to his game. He gets that burst right off the line of scrimmage, and then he works through his cuts extremely well. He gets in and through them very well. He's got a mean jump step, John. He'll make defenders miss and look silly with his jump step. He changes direction very well. And then, you know, I wouldn't say he's the quickest guy in terms of, you know, just overall lateral agility, but in terms of his speed, he flips a gear into that second level of the field. It's not a steady buildup. It's just, you know, he gets into that open space in the second level, and that explosiveness just really kicks in. And he can accelerate well downfield, but I want to point out here that Brooks will get caught up to. You know, he's not a complete, you know, home run hitter like a Travis Etienne type or somebody who, you know, once they're two steps ahead of you, they're gone. He will oftentimes get chased down by Big 12 defensive backs, but he's going to get 30, 40 yards downfield, so he's still going to make a big play. I like his vision. I like the way that he sees the field. In particular, I think Jonathan Brooks understands who he is as a runner, or at least Steve Sarkisian knew what to call for him, right? Because, of course, they did have the good freshman back who was better outside of the tackles. Jonathan Brooks spent most of his time in between the tackles, and I thought he saw the field very well in tight space. He's able to find space, you know, sliding into the A-gap. He doesn't need, his offensive line to completely, you know, push out defenders so that he's able to gain some yards. And then in terms of his strength, John, I don't think he's an overpowering back, but he is physical. He's willing. He's aggressive. He seeks out contact. He's not going to go into the NFL and necessarily run over linebackers, but I'm not worried about him shying away from contact. I'm not worried about any lack of aggression to his game. And importantly, although he doesn't have that pure strength, you do see contact balance very consistently. If defenders go for, you know, an arm wrap tackle or they go for just his legs, they're not going to bring Jonathan Brooks to the ground. And then in terms of pass catching, not a high volume passer. I mentioned, I think Sark understood what Brooks's role was. Steve Sarkisian, the coach and play caller for Texas, for those who aren't familiar. I keep calling him just Sark. But anyways, but Brooks, when he was targeted, was reliable. He can get some yards after the catch. He's not a game changer in the passing game, but he's not a liability there either. So with Brooks, there is a lot to like. But I want to focus on, because I'm going to circle back to this when we're talking about fantasy football projection. My favorite things about Jonathan Brooks are explosiveness and the ability to get in and out of cuts, right? I think we can kind of put the pieces together here as we talk about what we may be worried about coming off of an ACL injury, John. But there is nothing to be worried about when you're interested in checking out the awesome resources available at patreon.com/rookiebigboard. We have in-depth, detailed, and accurate rookie rankings. We have a tremendous track record nailing Puka Nacua, Justin Herbert, Sam Laporta, really being ahead of a lot of guys, the Jaden Reed hype, the Rashi Rice hype from last season, John especially with the Rashi Rice hype in particular. We have a super active Discord for personalized roster overhaul, trade, draft pick advice. And there's a one-on-one rookie consolations, 100-page rookie guide coming out in later this month in March. So much going on over at patreon.com/rookiebigboard. And you can get in on it for just $5 a month or 15% off if you get that annual sub. Now's the time, folks. Now is the time. You got to get ahead of your league mates with the awesome resources available over at patreon.com/rookiebigboard. All right, John, we talked about film. We talked about that background. How does he hold up in your model in terms of looking at those stats and projecting forward to success at the next level?
This is where context really matters, because we're trying to look at a young man in a small window of high-level production. But the volume might not be there, so we have to look at some efficiency numbers, Matt. First one, I'm very happy, 6.2 yards per carry. You can see these big breakaway runs. He looks for the home run, and he can get a lot of yards. Also, the total scrimmage yards, he was used in the passing game. But context, he has 28 career receptions, and you may say to yourself, that's a little low. He wasn't on the field for 2 years. Essentially, 28 receptions in his limited amount of opportunities is a very nice number. I like the scrimmage yards percentage. Now, that takes into account his injury, because I think part of being a scrimmage yards dominator is being on the field all the time, right? So when you have a 23%, if he wasn't injured, that would have probably popped up between 28 and 30, which would have exceeded it. But we have to consider his injury. What I really like, Matt, and we see it in the yards per carry, he had 24 runs of 10-plus yards, according to PFF. This young man is explosive. He can take hits. And you mentioned it, and I see it. He's so smooth. Like, I really think people don't think he's working hard. Like, he's so good at what he does, right? You look and you're like, wow, why isn't he winded? He's just so good. He's effortless in his movement. He has good fluidity. I really like him. I'm hoping we get good news with the injury. Matt, how do we put all this together to find a fantasy value for our viewers?
Yeah, so let's talk about that. Let's put it all together, as you said, John, and figure out what's the right fantasy football value point to draft Jonathan Brooks at. So in terms of draft capital, we have to start there, because that's going to be a big piece of the puzzle, right? Draft capital is going to suggest how the NFL feels about his knee, how they feel about his ability to get on the field quickly. I think Jonathan Brooks is getting day three draft capital. I think he's going to be early day three. He'll probably go round four, but that's picks 103 to 176 overall. I don't think we're going to have many running backs hear their name called in day two in general. And I just don't think there's going to be an urgency behind drafting Jonathan Brooks. He's going to go to the combine, John, and there's going to be plenty of teams who would be interested in him that are going to take them off their board after the medical evaluations. That's just the way this thing works. Some teams are more risk adverse than others, and those who fade that risk are not going to have Jonathan Brooks on their draft board, because there are similar level running backs that don't have that injury concern, that very prominent injury concern. Then nonetheless, John, there's a lot of people who right now have Jonathan Brooks as their running back one or running back two. I think there's going to be a drop off to that, but I think a lot of people are going to stick to their guns. They for good reason, like the tape. I think he's going to end up having an early second round super flex fantasy football rookie draft ADP. I think he's going to end up picks 201 to 204. And at that price, he's a fade for me. 0 to 10% exposure is what I recommend. You know, if he really falls, you know, for me, I'm more comfortable with him in the back end of the second round, like 208 to 212. I don't want to pay that premium price. There's so many good wide receivers that will be available as you turn into that early second, that drafting a running back who's coming off of an injury, it's just not smart strategy, in my opinion. For my fantasy football value comparison, I'm comparing him to Elijah Mitchell, because I think Jonathan Brooks can be a guy who, you know, has a lot of people behind him, has his hive that pushes up his value, and then he'll have some big weeks. And I think he'll contribute as a running back 3-4 type guy once he's healthy and on the field. But I don't know that we're ever going to see that consistent level of production. And here's the big thing I want to drive home about Jonathan Brooks. Everybody writes off the idea of, all right, so maybe he's on the pup the first 6 weeks, right? Maybe he does, you know, redshirt his first season in the NFL. Dynasty fantasy football players have short memories, all right? They won't remember how much they loved Jonathan Brooks in March when he's not contributing for their team. Even on IR, by October, they're going to drop his value. His value will tank. And then your only option for moving him off your roster is hoping that he, at some point he comes back healthy and that you can then either reap the fantasy points or flip him. It's a tough fantasy situation to be in, and it's not one I'm willing to put myself in with a premium early second-round pick. So I like Jonathan Brooks. The tape checks out, but the rest of it, for me, it doesn't add up. It's not a popular opinion. I like the guy. I want him to come into the NFL. I want him to be healthy week one. I want him to smash, and I want to be wrong on this take. But, you know, from all of our experience, John, having seen how these things go, you can kind of see the path developing forward. And right now for Jonathan Brooks, it's looking like a challenge to fantasy football success. But no challenge, John, for those who are in on the rookie big board, because we tell it like it is, all right? We give honest opinions. Not everybody can be a hit, and that's a big part. You know, who not to draft is just as important as who to draft, right? Like, we told people not to draft Quentin Johnston last year. We told people not to draft Jalen Reagor. And so you want to be in on that insight and advice in the Rookie Big Board Discord, in the Rookie Rankings, over at patreon.com/rookiebigboard. Thanks for checking out this rookie profile.